I'm David Harper with the BBC News. Joe Biden has said he wants to restore the soul of the United States in his first address to the nation as president-elect. Mr. Biden told crowds in Delaware that he welcomed the outpouring of joy that he said had greeted his election victory. Speaking moments ago, he called on Donald Trump supporters to give him a chance and said he would bring the country together again.
I pledge to be a president who seeks not to divide, but unify. Who doesn't see red states and blue states, only sees the United States. And work with all my heart, with the confidence of the whole people, to win the confidence of all of you.
Mr. Biden said the American people had voted to bring integrity back to the White House.
Americans have called upon us to marshal the forces of decency, the forces of fairness, to marshal the forces of science and the forces of hope in the great battles of our time. The battle to control the virus, the battle to build prosperity, the battle to secure your family's health care, the battle to achieve racial justice and root out systemic racism in this country.
Joe Biden's running mate Kamala Harris will become the first female vice president and the first woman of color to hold the post. The 56-year-old lawyer from California, the daughter of Jamaican and Indian immigrants, takes over the role in an increasingly diverse nation. Introducing Mr. Biden, she thanked him for choosing her.
What a testament it is to Joe's character that he had the audacity to break one of the most substantial barriers that exists in our country and select a woman as his vice president. But while I may be the first woman in this office, I will not be the last.
Mr. Biden has consistently urged all sides to unite. Our correspondent Anthony Zerker assesses what lies ahead for the president-elect.
Joe Biden, he's a creature of the Senate. He was in the Senate for 30 plus years, where reaching across the aisle and trying to forge compromises and being collegial, that is almost kind of built into their DNA, particularly someone who's kind of old school politician, old school Senate like Joe Biden. So he's going to move into the presidency with that kind of in the back of his head. And he boasted about that being a skill he has and is going to be put to the test very early on because he is going to come into the presidency by most calculations with a Republican Senate. So he's going to have to reach across the aisle and work with the other party.
Anthony Zerker reporting. Live from London, you're listening to the latest world news from the BBC.